They'll tell you at NASA that if you miscalculate, say you send in a rocket to Jupiter, and you're off by 1 millisecond in your calculations, well, you'll miss Jupiter by thousands, maybe millions of miles. Because over that distance, the error has a chance to compound itself. If you begin with a wrong philosophy of life, if that is your basic operating premise, over time, you can come up with a lot of ideas that will compound your errors. Let me give you just a tiny example of this. When I was in school, 1905, I believe it was, I was a freshman, early in my career, we were taught, and this is still the dominant mindset out there, that children are naturally pure. They're naturally cooperative. They're naturally, well, if that word would have been allowed to have been used, they're naturally sinless. Now, that was the preeminent philosophy of humanity when I was in school. Those of you who are reasonably theologically savvy, you recognize that that clashes diametrically with the most core principle of Christianity, which is we have a sin nature bent. In the words of G.K. Chesterton, it is the one proposition of Christianity that doesn't lack for overwhelming empirical support, to paraphrase him. I was listening to a radio program not so long ago, and the teaser was this. Find out what's really going on in such and such city schools. We're going to talk to the fifth graders to get a clear perception of what's happening. Now think about this. Laying aside the hyperbole of the media, their attempt to grab you. Think about this a second. Fifth graders. I got a fifth grader. She's 10. Going to be 11. Is she pure? Oh, I would hope so. Is she wise? Maybe for a 10-year-old. Is she insightful? Well, she's a girl, so she's three times as insightful as my 22-year-old son. But she's not somebody I would go to get the clear picture. She's not somebody that I would seek for insights that are, oh, so perpetually correct because she's not tainted by adulthood. You see what the philosophy did? If indeed kids are naturally good and it is only society that twists them and warps them and only moving into adulthood that misshapes their character and takes this noble savage, if you will, and turns them into, well, an ignoble savage, then why wouldn't you go talk to the fifth graders to find out what's really going on in the school setting? Because you'll get an unadulterated, pure, sweet, accurate perspective. Why wouldn't you? Why would you go to an adult? Adults already twisted. Adults already warped and messed up and has their own ulterior motives and agenda. The children don't. They are unpolluted. I reckon that pretty much every culture in the history of the world has recognized that if you want to make good decisions, you don't go to the kids. Oh, they have input, and they can tell you where they're at, psychologically speaking, and how they see things. I'm not invalidating what a kid has to say. What I am saying is they are not the core source of what is truly going on somewhere. You don't walk into a family and ask a six-year-old, so tell me, what is your family really like? And Lord help you if you'd want to go ask a 15-year-old, tell me what your dad is like, would you? Give me a clear perspective on your father. That's not a good thing to do. In some respects, that's kind of like asking an ex-spouse. Tell me, how nice a marriage person is your ex-spouse? Bad ideas breed bad consequences. You want to ask a kid his opinion? Go ahead. Recognize, though, that you're getting a kid opinion. Not fully shaped morally, not all that necessarily accurate, and driven by self-interest like the rest of us. Parents will sometimes call me and say, will you do counseling with my 15-year-old? And I will say, well, I suppose I could, but there is one problem. And what is that, Dr. Ray? Well, the problem is I'm going to charge you X dollars an hour for your 15-year-old to come in here and trash you. You want me to do that? Well, I was hoping you wouldn't let them trash me. Oh, no, I don't want to let them trash you, but that's the way they're going to go because they see it their way.